Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind to your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Michigan?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year? What was the year where you were born?
1984.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chance of 50-50, or will not vote?
I'm not sure.
Probably or 50-50? How should I record your answer?
I don't know, because I haven't voted in a while, so I'm not sure.
So should I recall your answer as you're probably going to vote or 50-50? So we can move. 50-50? Okay. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? If you have to pick one issue, what would be the one?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, if you have to pick. What would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? The economy, the violence, anything that comes to mind?
The economy.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, let me just a moment. The economy. Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I just skip it.
You skipped that one? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if you have to choose today?
None. I don't want to vote for any of them.
You don't lean to any of them? Democrat,
no.
Joe Biden, Trump,
no,
none of them?
No, I'm a liberal.
I understand. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, and while others are still considering their options, regardless of how you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates? Using the scale from 0 to 100, 0 means there is no change that you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. How about Joe Biden? What are the chances from 0 to 100?
No, I will not vote.
So what number should I record? 0? 10?
0.
20? 0.
Zero.
Okay. And how about
zero.
Donald Trump? How about Donald Trump from 0 to 100? 0? Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
And now, in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
None. I don't agree with them.
I know you haven't voted for a while, you know, but you don't lean to any of them, because it's, unfortunately, it's only two parties on the district where you live, and you won't be choosing nobody for the Congress in your district?
No.
Okay.
I don't really get involved in that.
Understood. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Who do you trust more?
Neither one of them have done anything for me. No.
Understood. Now, can you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements? And this is things that you hear people talking about nowadays, you know. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
Neither.
Neither? Okay. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Same question, same options. Agree, disagree, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly agree with that? Somewhat? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Agree or disagree with that or neither?
Neither.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Can you please tell me for each whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Same questions, same options.
No.
Neither. Agrees on what or disagrees on what? Nothing? Neither?
No. Neither.
Okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Same questions, same options. Agrees on what?
Neither.
Disagrees on what? Neither?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
The question is if you agree or disagree with the statement, you know, that's all. There is no right or wrong answers, and I appreciate you sharing your opinion. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree with that statement? Disagree or neither? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? I know you already made it clear that you're not voting for any of them, but just so we can finish, allow me to read it real quick. I will speed it up.
Yeah, I'm preoccupied. I just got an Uber, so I do have to go, sir. I do appreciate your time, but
I appreciate your patience. Okay, thank you.